Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You may be wondering what this new podcast is in your new abnormal feed. It's an episode of the Daily Beast Cheat Sheet podcast, which keeps you up to date right out of the gate with quick summaries of the biggest stories dominating the day, all in a 5-minute podcast.
From the chaos unfolding in the White House to the latest Hollywood scandals, the Daily Beast can help you stay up to date with the latest stories. Every weekday, the Cheat Sheet podcast runs down the top scoops and stories dominating the headlines.
The twice-a-day updates are really key for beating Rick to the punch on hot takes. Look for the Cheat Sheet on your favorite podcast app and subscribe today.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, October 14th, and these are the top stories the Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. This was probably not that smart of a move. Despite recent national polls showing President Trump losing among voters age 65 and older by more than 20 points, the president decided to mockingly tweet a photoshopped image of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden as a nursing home resident on Tuesday night. Ironically enough, the president sending out the senior mocking meme comes just days after he attempted to appeal to older voters by loudly declaring in a video that seniors are his, quote, favorite people in the world. He also promised that he would make the expensive experimental treatment he received for his coronavirus diagnosis free to them, insisting it was a so-called cure for the virus. The president has seen his support among senior voters erode over his response to the pandemic, which has hit older Americans especially hard. Recent polls show the president trailing in Florida by nearly 4 points, a key state with a large senior citizen population that he won in 2016. President Trump's official super PAC is shopping around opposition research to members of the media on the Lincoln Project, a political group founded by Never Trump Republicans who have run millions of dollars in ads this year attacking Trump and vulnerable Senate Republicans. America First Action, an independent group supporting the president's reelection, recently circulated a memo to what it called, quote, interested parties, which broke down the Lincoln Project's ad spending and the data it's reported to the Federal Election Commission. The memo, titled Lincoln Project's Discrepancies, purports to demonstrate the exorbitantly high fees that the group's principals have pocketed as it buys television ads through their consulting firms. While the memo does not include sweeping condemnations of the group, America First Action clearly implies that the people running the Lincoln Project are in it to enrich themselves. Despite the attempt to raise doubt into the Lincoln Project, the memo shows the extent to which the organization's hits against Trump have disrupted the president's political machine. And all the while of trying to dig dirt on the Lincoln Project, an abundance of time and resources have been spent that might otherwise go towards the immediate goal of reelecting Trump in a matter of just 3 weeks. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia's wife has tested positive for COVID-19, becoming at least the 13th person to contract the coronavirus who attended a largely mask-free White House Rose Garden event. Trish Scalia was seated next to Kellyanne Conway and right behind Melania Trump at the September 26th ceremony to announce President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Conway and the First Lady also got infected with COVID-19, along with the president, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, and Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, along with several others. In addition, members of Trump's inner circle, like Advisor Hope Hicks, who were not at the event but traveled to the Cleveland debate or rallies, also tested positive in the White House outbreak. The Labor Department says Secretary Scalia, whose father, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, was a mentor to Barrett, tested negative but will work from home. According to the statement, his wife is experiencing mild symptoms. Several residents of a small Tennessee town have reportedly received threatening business cards purporting to be from the Ku Klux Klan. The cards popping up in Shelbyville appear to be targeting residents who support former Vice President Joe Biden in the upcoming presidential election. The cards read, quote, "You have been paid a social visit by the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Don't make the next visit a business call." Police have said they do not believe any specific ethnic group is being targeted with the cards. They also said the appearance of KKK propaganda in residents' yards is nothing new and has been going on for years. So this is just normal behavior for them then. One resident reported finding some of the cards at a home where a Biden-Harris sign had been stolen. South Dakota Attorney General Jason Ravensburg told a 911 dispatcher that he had no idea what he hit the night he fatally struck a man on the road while driving home from a political shindig. According to the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, Ravensburg told the dispatcher that whatever had hit him smashed his windshield and said it could have been a deer. A statement issued by Ravensburg last month said he believed he likely hit a deer and did not learn that he actually struck 55-year-old Joseph Beaver until he returned to the scene the next morning. A transcript of the call was released along with toxicology results that showed Ravensburg had no alcohol in his blood, although the sample was not taken for 15 hours. So if he had been drinking, it would not show up, but he has said that he did not drink at the dinner. The mayor of Anchorage, Alaska, announced his resignation late Tuesday, a day after he admitted to what he called a, quote, consensual, inappropriate messaging relationship with a local TV anchor. Ethan Berkowitz, mayor of the city since 2015, said in a statement that he was resigning with, quote, profound sadness and humility. The crowd who heard the announcement cheered as protesters had gathered to oppose the extension of Berkowitz's emergency powers. The TV anchor with whom Berkowitz conducted a relationship, Maria Athens, had earlier posted a photo of what she said was the mayor's rear end and reportedly left voicemails for Berkowitz telling him to kill himself and saying Athens herself would kill his wife. Athens was arrested following an altercation with her boss Friday. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.